Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you envision the money coming into the city, and what might it be spent on?
So typically, the DRI process runs through the Department of State. There will be a local planning committee that is put in place, which will take the recommendations from the application under advisement. They'll pull local stakeholders in to help influence how those dollars are spent.
Now, last year, Lockport got an allocation, and then took them about 8 months before Brian Smith pinpointed. Do you see the same timeline?
Yeah, I think it's a fairly typical timeline across the state. You know, now this being the third round or fourth round of DRI applicants, we have a wide number to pull from across the state, which will allow us to tap into best practices and what has happened in other cities across the state.
This being the fourth round, I'm assuming that Niagara Falls is applied every year. Were you getting a little discouraged that you didn't win the first three rounds, and how exciting is it to win this year?
No, you're never discouraged, right? Because there's so many great cities across all of New York State, right? You're only picking one from each of the 10 regions. Jamestown, Olean, and Lockport, the three previous winners in Western New York, all very deserving cities. The governor had made a tremendous commitment to Niagara Falls prior to that. Our subsidiary, USA Niagara, has invested over $121 million in the downtown core alone. That doesn't include the removal of the parkway or improvements in the state park. So the governor's commitment to Niagara, you know, he's no stranger. His commitment to Niagara Falls has never been stronger, and this kind of solidifies this today. Where a lot of the investments previously had been made in the tourist area, this is going to really connect the city back to its waterfront. And this is an investment in the residents of the city of Niagara Falls.
So once this board is created, does the board accept applications, or do they just decide what the funds are going to be used for?
There will be, so the review committee will take under advisement, you know, different ideas and concepts that can go into this, and they would be the decision makers on that.
So, but how is that submitted? How are ideas or projects?
So the municipality submitted a list of projects already to Empire State Development through the submission round for the DRI process. From there, this committee will go in and they'll take those projects under advisement. They'll reach out to local stakeholders and hold those meetings and take advisement of what the local community wants to see, how those dollars should be spent in our community.
So how many proposals or how many possible projects are listed in that?
Right now, there are about 10 separate ideas that could potentially be funded. And like I said, that committee will look at best practices across the state. And they'll go in and say, okay, you know, these ideas make sense, you know, a little tweak here, a little tweak there. But what's really important about this process is it really empowers the local community to make those decisions.
What are those exactly, though? Can you say what those are exactly?
What are the projects that were proposed already? So the projects that were proposed in the city's application for the DRI included streetscape improvements, public art installations, historic building preservation funds, a home ownership fund to allow residents in the neighborhood to protect against things like gentrification or new people looking to move into the neighborhood, and you know, the home ownership side. Those are things that were proposed. All that needs to be flushed out through the review process, which this committee will undertake.
What do you consider the Bridge District?
So the Bridge District from the application is the area on Main Street from the Niagara River going east to 11th Street. And it goes north from Chasm Avenue, which is kind of the southern tip of the DeVoe neighborhood, down through the intersection where it splits with Portage Road, so where the central library is, the Earl B. Bridges Library, which is the central branch for the Niagara Library System.
And how does this, how do these plans connect with the tearing down of the Robert Moses, and what does that mean for the timeline?
So the Robert Moses, we can talk about these in two separate steps, right? The Robert Moses Parkway project, as we know, was broken into three phases. Phase one, the reconstruction of Whirlpool and 3rd Street. If you drive down to 3rd Street today, you will see that they're putting the first coat down on the street, and Whirlpool Street is now closed between Cedar and Ontario. That's been completely milled, right? That's phase one. Phase two was the removal of the overpass, the flyover over the Whirlpool Bridge that was completed in April ahead of tourist season. That was something the Bridge Commission insisted upon to make sure that they hit, you know, their prime tourist season, there weren't undue delays at the bridges. The second portion of phase two is the pedestrian walkway from the Aquarium of Niagara to the Gorge Discovery Center. That is slated to come down at some point in the, you know, that's an imminent project to undertake. So then phase three, which DOT has let the contract, that will start, you know, in the next couple of weeks here, and that will be the final conditions of the expansion of the park, which, as Mayor Dicer said, is the largest expansion of the Niagara Falls Reservation State Park since the days of Frederick Law Olmsted. How does that tie into the Bridge District? For generations, this neighborhood was cut off from access from the waterfront. I live a block from the river right now. I can't bring my two small children to access that waterfront. We will be able to do so in the future. By the summer of 2021, the substantial construction of that should be complete, and we will once again, you know, not since my parents were children, were we able to traverse directly from this neighborhood to the river. The reason that we saw the Hastings portfolio purchased by Blue Cardinal Capital, if you were to ask them what were, you know, some of the deciding factors, it's that access to the waterfront, right? It is the removal of the parkway. Without the removal of the parkway, we don't see those other investments flow into this neighborhood.
Will some of this $10 million be used for the Robert Moses project, or is this gravy on top?
This is gravy on top of that, right? So that's already been funded. This is for the city side of the park.
Of any of the ideas, is it result in new construction of new buildings? Or?
Yeah, so one of the things that I neglected to mention initially was it is proposed to have a new building fund in conjunction with that. So I don't know the exact percentage of that pot that they're looking to have allocated for that, but again, that final decision won't be made for another 8 to 12 months when the committee has its opportunity to review the entire process in the DRI.
Is there a timeline that the projects have to be identified in some way, shape, or form underway by X period? You know, is there
a timeline in there?
Yeah.
I don't think we've had anything in there, Pam, do you know, right? There's no definitive timeline, but I think it's that 8 to 12 month period that allows a local planning committee to go in and take a look at, you know, what projects should be funded in the DRI.
How much
okay, can
private
we hear from
investment?
Mayor Dicer?
Sure. One more.
Okay.
Sure.
How much private investment do you expect to leverage out of this?
You know, you're looking at, you know, hopefully a 4-to-1, if not higher, ratio of investment on this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.